In my hometown in southeastern New Mexico, along with eggnog and fruitcake, roast turkey and dressing, tamales are part of the holiday feasting. In my family, we had tamales for breakfast on Christmas morning. Tamales come in all shapes and sizes. There are sweet ones and savory ones. They're wrapped in corn husks or banana leaves. But basically, tamales are a filling surrounded by a kind of cornmeal mush called masa, wrapped in a corn shuck or some other leaf, and then steamed. Patricia Quintana writes about regional cooking in Mexico. We reached her at her home in Ixtapa on the West Coast. Patricia Quintana, is there a particular tamale that you associate with this season, with Christmas?
Well, the sweet tamale is a very perfect one for celebrate a Christmas Eve or the day of the Christmas celebration. You have to prepare the masa with water until it's a little soft dough, and then you do the whipping of the lard or butter or any kind of grease that you wanted to put.
And you beat that into
then
the masa.
Then you beat it until it's foamy and it's creamy, and then you add the sugar until it becomes fluffy. And then you add the masa with a little bit of baking soda, baking powder, and some little bit of salt. And this tamale has to be very sweet, strongly sweet, because as you steam the masa, then it drains off a little bit of the sweetness.
I see.
Of the preparation of the masa. And then you can add some raisins or some dried fruit or anything that you come across with a little touch of the season of the Christmas, not some pine nuts or almonds.
I've seen recipes that use marmalade.
And sometimes you can use, preserved fruits. And also, the most interesting thing is that you color the masa. You color the masa with food coloring. And then also, in other regions, they make with a blue corn.
Mm-hmm.
And with a black corn and with a yellow corn, they have different colors of the tamale.
I remember in New Mexico that we used to have sweet tamales that were dyed colors, and we would eat them with hot chocolate.
Yes, with hot chocolate or with coffee also.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But this celebration, as making the tamales, you need a lot of people to help. So the aunts and the nieces and a lot of the people, they come across in round table. They start chatting and helping each other because it takes time, So it is a traditional dish and a traditional way of getting to make this wonderful happening around the table and around the family.
Patricia Quintana, her most recent cookbook is called The Best of Quintana. Back to Albuquerque, New Mexico, tamales are a family project for Mela Lucero Ledger at Christmas. We called her at her daughter's home, where she's spending Christmas with 6 children, assorted in-laws, and 10 of her grandchildren. When we spoke, people were still arriving, but the tamales were ready. They were made weeks ago.
Traditionally, we make tamales. One of my daughters started this, that they've got to be done the weekend of Thanksgiving. And we make them and freeze them right away. And then today, it is not a sit-down dinner like Thanksgiving. Everybody eats as they come in, and then we open gifts. Okay, that's my daughter coming in late with a chili, but she's here.
Mrs. Ledger, for the crowd you're feeding, how many tamales do you make?
Well, we made about 12 dozen that weekend of Thanksgiving. And then the following Sunday, I helped my daughter make some. Now, even my sons make tamales. They all make tamales.
It seems to me, Mrs. Ledger, that making, 12 dozen?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, but we get together and we make them together, and it's kind of, we make a fun day out of it. We have about 8 people, and some of them are spreading the masa, which is the cornmeal, and some are putting the chili on, and some are tying. So I don't really know how many are coming in here today, but I would say at least 10 dozen.
Tamales for Christmas today.
Right.
So what is the best part of this? Is it the making or the eating?
The making is kind of fun because there's the anticipation of the holiday and the anticipation of everybody getting together. And then, of course, the eating, and then mainly it's the fact that we have everybody together. And I feel very lucky that everybody's together this time.
Mela Lucero Ledger is celebrating Christmas with her family in Albuquerque, New Mexico.